Thank you. It was Aziz, I think, eh? Aziz was your name?
Yes.
Yeah. No, thank you for raising this. This is a very painful subject. Let me start with a slightly defensive thing, but it's not really defensive. In the end, it is the government of Australia as a sovereign country to decide what they do. So it's not UNHCR that can overrule that. UNHCR has spoken out quite strongly against the detention, the immigration detention of people who are applying for asylum for legal reasons. And I'm not a lawyer, but our organization is strong, maybe sometimes not strong enough, but we are speaking out against that, and we uphold international law, international refugee law. We ask governments to do that. And I know in Australia this has been done. It hasn't always been listened to, but it has been done. Secondly, now I'm a little bit more on comfortable domain. As a mental health professional, we know very well with studies, scientific studies, that forced detention of people while they are applying for asylum is bad for their mental health. Is bad for their immediate mental health, as you say, but also on the long term. We have studies that show that immigration detention has gives a deterioration of mental health later on. So it's a bad thing, and I think we all need to fight against that. Immigration detention is not a good thing.